Listening pros and cons.
Today on the Culture Cafe, we're talking to David Brady, who has written the book English as a World Language. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It seems like everybody speaks English these days. That sure makes it easier for us to travel abroad. Some people say English is the best choice for a global language, but you don't agree. Is that right?
That's right, for several reasons. English is not a language that was invented for international communication. It's spoken as a first language in about 35 countries. That means native speakers have an unfair advantage. They often use expressions that you wouldn't learn from a school book. I mean, how much does anyone really remember from their school language classes anyway? We also speak too fast. It's very difficult to remember to speak slowly when it's your native language. When somebody says they can speak our language, we expect them to be able to say and understand everything. When they don't, well, you just don't get the full picture of what they know and what they can do. So native speakers sometimes lose respect for them, unless they've tried to learn another language themselves.
So what you're saying is that a good international language needs to be simple so that everybody can understand it equally well.
Exactly. English is actually a difficult language to learn. It has the largest vocabulary of all the world languages. There are many exceptions to grammar rules, and pronunciation just isn't always that predictable. A global language needs to be something anybody can learn, even if they aren't very good at learning languages. Right now, people are divided between those who have an education and can speak English and those who can't.
True, but wouldn't it be difficult to communicate with a simpler language too? I mean, with a national language like English, at least there are enough words for people to talk about abstract ideas.
Yes, but there are so many dialects and new forms of English. Even those different groups don't always understand each other. So which one would you choose to be the official global language?
It seems like it would be American English, because American politicians and businesses still have a lot of influence in the world. And Americans don't really learn other languages.
Well, that's a very good point. And another reason why English isn't a good world language. National languages carry the history of a country and contain a world view. So, for example, when Americans talk about competition, they're talking about being the best. Americans learn at a young age to make everything into a competition, and we always have to win. In other countries, competition is just a word, and it might not be so important.
We only have a few minutes left, David. In your book, you talk about globish. Can you tell our listeners more about that?
Globish is a simple form of English, with only 1,500 words and simple sentences. Enough English for good business communication. The idea is that English is now owned by everybody in the world, and there should be no cultural meanings in the global language. English native speakers are expected to learn it too, but it doesn't usually work that way.
That's interesting. Maybe one day globish will be the language we all have to learn.
Maybe. But I don't think English will be the global language for long. Only about 1 in 4 people speak English today. And if China continues to grow, Chinese may become more important. Of course, that won't be any better than English, because Chinese is also a difficult language to learn.
But I guess we can't really do much about that, can we?
No, we can't. The best we can do is to try to learn the most important world languages.